You're listening to Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Good morning. Coming up, a preview of upcoming walking tours of a well-preserved but hidden historical gem near downtown Cincinnati. Julie Carpenter from the Betts House talks about the Betts Longworth Historical District in about 15 minutes. And later, Carrie Reichs and her new novel, What You Wish For. First, Jay Hanselman takes a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Cincinnati officials could file a lawsuit against Duke Energy in a continuing dispute about relocating utilities near the proposed streetcar route. City Manager Milton Dehoney writes in a memo the city is investigating a potential legal remedy to the situation, as well as potential stopgap funding to allow work to continue while the issues are resolved. The manager said the impasse with the company could increase the cost of the streetcar project and delay construction. The major hurdle is who will pay to move Duke's lines and pipes near the streetcar tracks. The city's position is, under state law, it's the company's responsibility. Duke disagrees and is asking the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio to be allowed to pass the cost on to city ratepayers. The city's current schedule calls for bidding the project this fall, with construction starting early next year. The system could be operating in the summer of 2015. Cincinnati's police chief says the department's new taser policy should be released in a couple of weeks. But James Craig says there's no talk of not using them.
You discontinue use of the taser, what's the alternative? We don't want officers hurt. They need to overcome resistance of aggressive suspects. So that means straight side-handle batons or straight sticks. And again, they create and cause more injury to suspects.
An article in an American Heart Association publication this spring presented the first ever scientific peer-reviewed evidence that the devices can cause cardiac arrest and death. The key point of the study involved an elevated heart rate and the taser barbs hitting a suspect in close proximity to the heart. Chief Craig says that article alone was not responsible for the upcoming changes to the department's policy. A federal judge has ordered Ohio to change its rules for counting provisional ballots to ensure that more of the votes can be cast in the upcoming presidential election. At issue are requirements for when a poll worker is permitted to reject a provisional ballot, typically a ballot cast in the wrong precinct. Federal Judge Algernon Marbley said in a 61-page ruling this week, some groups have presented strong evidence that thousands of legally registered voters will be deprived of their voting rights in November because of poll worker error. Marbley ordered Ohio Secretary of State John Houston to issue new rules within 10 days, making it harder for provisional ballots to be rejected. A Houston spokesman said an appeal was likely. Democrats in Montgomery County are planning to move forward to replace two elections board members who have been fired by the state's elections chief. Secretary of State John Houston this week dismissed Democrats Thomas Ritchie Sr. and Dennis Lieberman from their positions on the Montgomery County Board of Elections. Houston, a Republican, has directed election boards in Ohio's 88 counties to have the same early in-person voting hours on weekdays and have no hours on weekends. He said the board members violated this order when they pushed to extend the times into the weekends. The county's Democratic Party has 15 days to select board replacements. County Chairman Mark Owen says Democrats will start their search while the ex-board members continue to discuss options with their attorney. Governor John Kasich used his primetime speech to delegates at the Republican National Convention to tell the story of Ohio's jobs comeback. The first-term governor reminded the audience Ohio had lost 400,000 jobs during the recession by the time he took office in 2011. Kasich, a former congressman, Fox News commentator, and Lehman Brothers managing director, said Ohio has $500 million in its rainy day fund compared to 89 cents after he was elected. Yet even as Kasich boasted about Ohio and its success, he said the administration of President Obama was paralyzing job creators. It was a familiar tightrope act for Kasich, who must persuade Ohio voters to cast ballots against Obama, even as the state's economy continues to improve. Cincinnati is expanding its task force on healthy living to include several organizations. The newest members represent the public schools, the city's parks and recreation departments, and soft drink industry. Councilmember Wendell Young chairs the task force.
Part of the recommendations on a healthier community included food access, school involvement, beverage and marketing involvement, and physical activity. These were not a part of the initial objectives of our task force, and that's why we're here to implement these today.
The expansion follows a May report that found two-thirds of adults are obese or overweight, and almost one-third of children as well. Young expects the task force to hold its first meeting in about a month. A grand jury has declined to charge a former Xavier University basketball player a week after his expulsion from school. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieter said grand jurors heard allegations of sexual assault against Des Wells, but decided against criminal charges. Last week, the university expelled Wells for what it called a serious violation of the school's code of student conduct. At the time, the school gave no details of the violation, but said a conduct board consisting of faculty, students, and administrators made the decision. Dieter suggested this week the university should revisit its action. The university said the decision is final. Wells started 32 games as a freshman last season and was the fourth leading scorer. He would have been the only returning starter. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.